What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, July 26, 2021, start of a brand new week of descent into tyranny, I guess would probably be a good way to label it. We have a lot to talk about today. It's been a very busy news day, and we're going to try and get through as much of it as we can before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. And I want to put out a little bit of a challenge here. If you have never called into the show before, I invite you to call today. Let's get some new voices and fresh ideas into the discussion here. Now, a lot of people are still talking about Joe Biden's town hall meeting this last week, which hardly anybody attended and hardly anybody watched. But enough people did to catch Joe Biden making inaccurate and misleading claims on topics from COVID-19 to crime and the economy. The first thing he said was crime is down, gun violence and murder rates are up. And while other categories of crime, such as drug offenses and property crimes, may be contributing to an overall decrease in crime rates, deadly violent crime remains far above average. And I think this is intentional. It's the goal of defund the police, because if you defund the police, crime soars. They're going to blame the guns, and then they're going to disarm the law-abiding American citizens because the government is terrified of us all right now. Now, the second thing that Biden said is that he didn't know anybody, including Larry Summers, who is worried at all about inflation. But just over a week ago, Summers took a position on inflation that conflicts with Biden's recent assurances. And Summers told Politico, these figures in labor market tightness and the behavior of housing markets and asset prices are all rising in a more concerning way than I worried about a few months ago. This raises my degree of concern. Third item that Biden fibbed on here, said Biden repeatedly claimed that vaccinated people are COVID-proof and risk-free, and we know that that is not true because of the breakthrough cases, which includes people on the White House staff, and so Biden had no excuse for making that statement other than deliberate disinformation here. And he made the comment during the town hall that the COVID vaccines have been in development for over 20 years. And that is simply not true. Now, the mRNA technology has been in development for a lot of years, but the COVID-19 virus has only been around for less than 2 years. And so how could they develop a vaccine for COVID 18 years before it shows up? And then finally, Biden said COVID claimed more American lives than every major war we've ever fought in the United States of America. And that is not true. The Civil War alone resulted in at least 620,000 U.S. military deaths. World War II claimed the lives of more than 400,000, according to data website Statista. So, you know, liar, liar, your pants on fire. And probably because he keeps making unsupportable statements like that, or just makes statements that make no sense at all, Biden's approval continues to drop. The latest Gallup poll has him at a new record low. In fact, we reported last week, Trump's approval rating is now higher than Joe Biden's. And Joe Biden is, at least in name, the president of the United States of America. Now, a new embarrassment has surfaced from Hunter Biden's laptop, and it is a recording which may have happened entirely by accident, but it shows Hunter Biden smoking crack while crying to his dead brother's wife about just how tough rehab was, and the video is linked to the actual article so you can watch it. And again, if corporate media had been honest and forthright about the laptop when it first surfaced, Trump would still be president, but the corporate media was trying to bias the voters toward Joe Biden, so they are equally guilty with all the election riggers. Over at the House Freedom Caucus, They're calling on California Representative Kevin McCarthy to basically end Nancy Pelosi's reign, take her throne away from her as House Speaker. NRCC Chair Tom Emmer is bragging they're going to retire Nancy Pelosi once and for all in the midterms. I hope he's right, but if they don't clean up that crooked election system, we'll have Nancy Pelosi for absolutely forever. Because remember, only the good die young, and so she's going to be with us for a very, very long time. And little bit of news. A lot of callers were asking, where is the Durham report? Where is the Durham report? Where, oh, where has my Durham report gone? And an official over at the Department of Justice is saying that the Durham report is wrapping up. They're not sure when it'll be done, but it will, in fact, be made public when they are done with it. So we'll see what is in there. Down in Phoenix, Arizona, Trump held a rally and gave a speech, and it was a sellout crowd. The crowd circled the arena. Somebody had a Trump 1 banner hanging on the balcony, and so his popularity, contrast that with the few people who showed up for Joe Biden's town hall. Out in California, polls are showing that the recall of Governor Gruesome Newsom is gaining momentum. And previously, the governor's numbers were looking good, but the new poll is sending warning signals to the governor. The recall election will be held in September 21, and voters will decide if Newsom is going to be removed from office and who will succeed him. And right now, it's looking very good for Larry Elders. Over at Facebook, they are now admitting they have committed 185 million cases of censorship on their platform, and the Biden administration is saying, oh, that's nowhere near enough. You've got to just silence anybody who's opposed to the government and questions vaccine safety and doubts the honesty of the election. Just shut them all down. Well, you do that, and you're pretty much going to be hearing crickets over at Facebook here. And they're trying to make it clear that the White House has not demanded Facebook or any of the social media platforms do anything, calling an earnest suggestion. Now, this next one is a little troubling. Apparently, PayPal is partnering with the Anti-Defamation League to block funds to hate groups and extremists. And they want to basically disrupt financial flows to white supremacists, anti-government organizations, anti-Semites, Islamophobes, racism, anti-immigrant, black, Hispanic, Asian bigotry. And then the details will be shared with law enforcement and other firms. So far, social media is not reacting very well to this. And there was one time when PayPal did shut down my account for the whatreallyhappened.com, but reinstated it when I posted an article documenting how back then, they don't do it anymore, but back then PayPal was the payment venue for a lot of pornography sites, including child porn. So I've had a fight with them once before, and probably they're going to shut me down again. They're getting desperate out there. Now, the NSA, or no such agency, has been denying that they spied on Tucker Carlson. And now they're basically admitting that, yeah, Tucker Carlson was intercepted and listened to, and he was unmasked. And they're saying, yeah, you caught us. We gave out that information to media members in an attempt to damage Tucker Carlson. Now, Jonathan Turley is out there looking at the Whitmer kidnapping frame-up, if you will, and that's the one where we had 12 FBI informants and 6 defendants, and the FBI informants suggested the kidnapping, provided material support, paid for rent, transportation. One of them offered to provide the explosives to blow up a bridge. Classic entrapment. But the whole thing may be falling apart because one of the FBI agents was arrested. He took his wife to a swingers party and afterwards, for some unknown reason, just beat her up. And he now faces 10 years for assaulting his wife with intent to do great bodily harm. And with the arrest of this FBI agent, it kind of undermines the credibility of the FBI informants as a group. And that may result in the whole case just going away. Now, this is a story that's being reported on One American News Network and nowhere else that I can find. George Soros gave $1 million to the Color of Change PAC last May. And it is a it was the progressive billionaire's largest political contribution of the 2021 election season and his first to the PAC since 2016. Now, this group is actively working to defund the police. And Color of Change bills itself as the largest online racial justice in the country, and they are calling for all police everywhere to be defunded. And so clearly the deep state wants an explosion of crime, because you defund the police, crime starts soaring, you blame the guns for the crime, and you disarm the law-abiding citizen. That seems to be the agenda that is at work here. Now, a new poll is showing that 90% of Detroit residents want more police. They want more cops on the streets. They're tired of the crime. This is spinning out of control. And the poll was done by USA Today and the Detroit Free Press, conducted with Suffolk University, and found that Detroit residents overwhelmingly agree they would feel much safer with more police on the streets. So this defund the police thing has definitely fizzled. And that's why the Democrats are trying to put it on to the Republicans right now before the midterms next year. You know, the Democrats are all running around saying, oh, no, it wasn't our idea to defund the police. That was a Republican thing. Trust us. It was a Republican thing here. So let's talk about COVID. A lot is going on there. Anthony Fauci is out there already saying that vulnerable Americans, and that's an undefined term at this point, will need a third vaccine shot. And he was being interviewed on CNN and said those who are transplant patients, cancer chemotherapy, autoimmune diseases that are on immunosuppressant regimens, these are the kind of individuals there will have to be a third booster shot. Sounds to me like the first two shots really aren't working all that well. And, you know, it may be we're hearing about these breakthrough cases. There's so many of them that Jam Psaki won't admit how many breakthrough cases have occurred within the White House itself. Now, a while back, Anthony Fauci was denying that there was any funding for gain of research at Wuhan lab. He was basically caught out on that lie. Now he's trying to justify what he did and say, this is really a good idea. Fauci saying it's negligent not to fund the research at the Wuhan lab and saying it should continue. And this, of course, is you know, only vindicating what Rand Paul said about Fauci lying to Congress before. And Rand Paul has now sent an official criminal referral on Dr. Fauci to the Justice Department. And unfortunately, I predict Biden's Department of Justice will do absolutely nothing about it, and that these are the times that we live in. now, as far as the breakthrough infections are concerned, how they're counting them has now been changed, again, to influence the numbers. The CDC is changing the way it counts breakthrough cases. Mild symptoms or no-symptom cases are no longer being counted. And that's how they keep the number of breakthrough cases low. And, yeah, it's just more cover-up and deception and propaganda. Now, up in Massachusetts, a very liberal state, officials have launched the voluntary Mass Notify smartphone app. And it monitors the spread of COVID-19 in the state. The only problem is the app is installing itself on residents and their children's smartphones without their consent. People are starting to complain that they don't want the government tinkering with their smartphone without their permission. Over in Tennessee, pardon me, the top vaccination official, Dr. Michelle Fiskus, has been terminated after calling for teenagers to be vaccinated without the consent of their parents. And this provoked a huge, huge response from the parents, and Fiskus has now been fired. So, anyway, now the CDC has responded to the spike in COVID vaccine deaths by correcting the numbers. And the way they corrected the numbers is they stopped including the foreign reports. It's just another way of cooking the books. And so, yeah, it's amazing. And everybody says, why don't you trust the government? Well, the government is proving itself untrustworthy. Over in Israel, their data is showing 84% of new COVID cases are with vaccinated individuals. Well, it's a wonderfully good vaccine. Over in Cape Cod, an official was being interviewed by ABC TV and said the vast majority of their COVID-19 cases were among vaccinated individuals. And this leads to an interesting dichotomy that is illustrated from this article from Global Research, saying that the most vaxxed countries also have the highest incidence of COVID. So we're looking at the possibility. The indication is it's not just that the vaccine is ineffective, it's that the vaccine is actually giving people this illness. And there is now statistical evidence that the higher the rate of mRNA vaccinations in a country, the higher is the incidence of actual COVID cases. And it may be that all this talk about the Delta variant is to cover up the fact that the vaccines are not working. And let's see. Okay. the vaccines aren't working and making people sick. My doctor, my own doctor, got the mRNA shot and came down with COVID. And they said, oh, you must have had it before we gave you the shot. But we've heard that from a lot of different people. They get the shot, then they come down sick. And here's where it gets really, really interesting. The CDC is basically withdrawing approval of the PCR test. And in their commentary on it, they seem to basically admit that the PCR test cannot tell the difference between COVID and the ordinary flu. So it looks like we actually did have a flu season this last year being misdiagnosed as COVID-19 to drive those numbers up. And so the CDC declares the PCR test must go immediately. And how lucky for George Soros and Bill Gates, because they just bought a COVID-19 test manufacturing company. So what wonderfully coincident timing that just as they buy that company, the CDC says the PCR test is no good. Kind of makes you wonder what's going on in those back rooms here. Meanwhile, the Inova Medical Group has recalled the unauthorized SARS-CoV-2 antigen rapid qualitative test because it was producing false test results as well. Okay. Over in the Congress, COVID-19 infections are resurfacing after weeks of semi-normal life in the Capitol following a vaccination push. So they all got vaccinated, and they're coming down sick. Representative Kai Kahele's office confirmed a member of his staff came down with COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. So it's getting a little bit crazy out there. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials, and when we come back, we'll have more news. So stay tuned. We've got lots more to share with you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man.
Welcome back to our show here, and this is the part of the program where I remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your ongoing support to keep doing what we're doing. There is literally a war on for the mind of America, and the independent media seems to be winning, to judge by the viewership numbers of the corporate media, which is why they are so scared and trying to find some way to shut us down. So if you'd like to help out, the postal address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, remember, if you mail in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include a return address and your t-shirt size if that's what you want. If you send in a donation of $115, that's 115, you will get both the mug and the t-shirt. And strike a blow for liberty, as Truman used to say. Getting on back to COVID-19, story coming on out of News Target. The Food and Drug Administration is now acknowledging that Guillain-Barré syndrome is a potential adverse effect of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Now they tell us after we got the shot. And Guillain-Barré syndrome causes inflammation of the nerves that can lead to sudden muscle weakness and loss of sensations. It can also result in complete paralysis and in some extreme cases, even death. So, yeah, good product there. Speaking of Johnson & Johnson, as another reminder of the fine products they sell, Johnson & Johnson announced it's recalling five of its sunscreen products after some samples were found to contain low levels of benzene. We actually covered this last week, but as a reminder, the affected products are Aveeno Protect and Refresh Aerosol Sunscreen and four Neutrogena sunscreen versions, Beach Defense Aerosol Sunscreen, Cool Dry Sport Aerosol Sunscreen, Invisible Daily Defense Aerosol Sunscreen, and Ultra Sheer Aerosol Sunscreen. So there you go here. So where is all of this flip-flopping by Fauci getting us? We're getting to a point where not only do people not trust the government, they do not trust the corporate media. Now they don't even trust science, because the word science is now more political than academic. And you have people like Joe Biden saying, "I believe in science." Well, science and belief don't belong in the same sentence if you really think about it. And science has lost the public's trust because of how it has been politicized by politicians and warped by corporate interests here. Dr. Marty Makary, who is a medical contributor at Fox News, is basically acknowledging the public health experts are losing credibility with all of these continued COVID crying of wolf. You know, wolf, 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 the Delta version wolf, and so forth and so on. Texas A&M professor of medicine Dr. Peter McCullough is saying that it's probably going to be 3 to 5 years of turmoil due to the credibility collapse of the medical establishment. I think it's probably even going to be longer than that. We're already seeing the public turn away from corporate medicine, going on back to cures from nature. And really, I mean, you know, they lied to us. Why would we ever believe them again here? Story coming on out of PIN Media or PiMedia.com. The world has had it with China flu lockdowns. Protests rock cities all over the globe. We're not going to take it. Paris, London, Spain, Ireland, Greece, Italy, it's just all over the place. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, why aren't we seeing these kind of protests here in the United States? Well, it may be all that fluoride in our drinking water, because remember, fluoride is a mild tranquilizer. And so this push to fluoridate our water, which we know doesn't have any effect on tooth decay, take it from me. It's all about, we're being doped up by the government to keep us docile and easily controlled here. Over in Italy, protesters are equating Draghi with Hitler for introducing the COVID health pass, and they're describing it as discriminatory. And, you know, if the vaccines were really working, you know, then the unvaccinated have got nothing to fear from the vaccinated, or rather the vaccinated have got nothing to fear from the unvaccinated. Over in Paris, tens of thousands rally against the COVID certifications and the vax mandates. Many clashes between protesters and police. In some cases, though, the police have put down their riot shields and marched with the protesters. So it's it really is spreading all over the world, and I think it's time it started happening here. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here, and finishing up with COVID, we're talking about all these protests all over the world, and over in London, the protesters rallied in multiple British cities against the vaccine passport initiative. In London, one of the speakers triggered a major controversy by likening the National Health Service's staff to Nazi doctors and saying that they should face Nuremberg-style trials, probably along the lines of Dr. Mengele, who just experimented on people. That's what he did. That's why he is so reviled here. All right. The United States vows to continue airstrikes in Afghanistan, even though the ground forces have been removed, and saying that, you know, the Taliban, is still not a given that they're going to win here. And they have clearly forgotten the lesson of Vietnam, which is that you cannot win a ground war from the air. And I want to point something out. When the USSR lost in Afghanistan, the world stopped being afraid of them and stopped doing business their way. And the same is going to happen to the United States now. With our defeat in Afghanistan, and now we're getting kicked out of Iraq, the world is not as afraid of us as they used to be. And they're going to stop worshiping the dollar, and they're going to do what's best for their own country and their own people. So this, again, Afghanistan is the graveyard of empires, and I think we're about to prove that one more time here. All right, in South Africa, things are really going downhill. They're averaging 57 murders a day, and they're not even sure about that number. But South Africa is the first country built on the idea of critical race theory, and it is imploding. It's absolutely tearing itself apart right now. Meanwhile, the U.S. military has carried out a second airstrike in Somalia, just to prove how butch they are, I guess. Now, do you remember that Iranian warship out in the Atlantic, and the U.S. and U.K. media were just frothing at the mouth about what the cargo could be and what the possible destination of this two-ship Iranian warship flotilla could possibly be and what nefarious purpose they could be serving. Well, as it turned out, they were basically sailing around up to Russia, because the Iranian warships were spotted at the Russian naval parade. And that's it. They just showed up to take part in the parade, and they're probably going to head on home right now. But the reality is the Atlantic is international waters, and Iran has much right to be there as anybody else. Now, we are getting reports, this is from Investment Watch blog, that there are new anti-regime protests erupting in Tehran. And to me, this smells of a replay of the failed attempt at regime change back in 2009. And that one failed for two reasons. One, the son of the Shah of Iran couldn't keep his mouth shut about, you know, retaking the peacock throne. And when they brought out the flag of the new Iran they were selling, it turned out to be the flag of Iran under the Shah, and everybody balked at that. I know they won't make those mistakes again, but this does feel like another one of these attempt at regime change from the outside. Meanwhile, Israel is telling the United States that Iran is just one step away from obtaining nuclear weapons. According to the Times of Israel, that cited a Sunday report by Khan News, the country's foreign minister, Yair Lapid, defense minister Benny Gantz, and other senior officials issued an unusual warning to Washington, saying this limbo cannot be a time when Iran is quickly advancing toward becoming a nuclear threshold state. Well, Israel has been claiming that Iran is weeks away from a nuclear bomb for the last 30 years, and no bomb yet. Meanwhile, the fallout over this Ben and Jerry's situation is continuing, and much of it is ridicule directed at Israel for how silly it all seems. And Andrew Cuomo, who's very pro-Israel, is staying silent on it, probably because he realizes how silly it all looks. But some of the reactions they're getting in social media is, you know, like, you know, what are they going to do, bomb Vermont? And so Israel is definitely coming out of this on the negative side of the public relations equation. The war in Yemen is escalating, major battles taking place between Ansar forces and the Saudi-backed forces, and there is now a claim that U.S. troops are now in Yemen occupying a military base, having redeployed there from Afghanistan. And you thought those Afghanistan kids were going to be coming home. Nope, not going to happen. They're just going to be sent to make war someplace else. All righty. For the third time, Israeli missiles were shot at Syria near Damascus, and for the third time, the Syrian air defense units shot them down. And So the headlines are now reading, Russia attacks, ceasefire broken in Syria, U.S., Turkey, and Israel on the alarm. Oh, bad Russians, bad Russians, bad Russians. But all Russia is doing is responding to Israel's ongoing missile strikes into Syria, which is a violation of the ceasefire. So, meanwhile, Putin is issuing a warning, and this was on One American News as well. He is now saying that Russia has the power to launch an unpreventable strike against its enemies. And this is following that confrontation with Britain in the Black Sea. And with their new hypersonic missiles, I don't think it's an idle boast. And so the rhetoric is getting to dangerously tense levels. And I don't know, sometimes I think some of these world leaders need to take the ice bucket challenge. Over in China, those poor people, after all the floods they've had, now they're getting hit with this mega typhoon, Infa. And it has made landfall near Shanghai. And Shanghai has evacuated hundreds of thousands of people. They've canceled air flights. They suspended train services. They closed the container shipping terminals until the typhoon can pass. So they've had a really, really rough time. All right, talking about the economy, this is coming on out of Crack News. 1.8 million Americans have turned down jobs to stay on unemployment. Well, probably because the only jobs being offered out there are minimum wage. And minimum wage has not been increased in something like a dozen years. Meanwhile, of course, the cost of living has gone up and is going up rapidly now with the inflation. And, probably people are looking at those minimum wage jobs and saying, having to buy work clothes and put gas in the car to get there, it doesn't pencil out. It doesn't really pencil out. Now, we were talking about the housing boom possibly being a 2008-style bubble, and it may be that bubble is getting ready to burst. The sales of new houses plunged 32% over 5 months, just 6% last month. There's a huge unsold inventory on the market, and prices are dropping and construction costs are spiking. Mortgage rates are at an all-time record low, but as we head into this inflationary period, I think it would be rather foolish to buy a house, and apparently a lot of people are agreeing with that. Budget watchdogs are projecting that the Democratic infrastructure bill will cost $2 trillion more than they are claiming. Of course, that's kind of a given. No matter what the government says something is going to cost, it always costs a heck of a lot more. Oh, gee, golly, whoopsie. And another article on that same line, this is from Capitol Hill News. The Democrats intend to pass a $4.1 trillion budget to increase spending rather than cover the previous year's deficits. And if Republicans join the plan, they may assist people in understanding how much this could affect them. Because they're saying the main concern is how this additional spending will be paid for. Of course, if you ask Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she'll say, we'll just pay for it. Oh, really? How? Well, we'll just pay for it. And the budget is being negotiated for two things. One is a reconciliation bill worth $3.4 trillion that covers a lot of liberal priorities. And Pelosi is already saying they're not going to look at the infrastructure bill without a deal on the reconciliation bill. So she's holding up the infrastructure to get the liberal wish list put together. But, if this whole thing gets put together, it's going to be about $4.1 trillion, which, interestingly enough, is about how much money was wasted in Afghanistan and Iraq. And don't we wish we had that money now? The Biden administration is moving forward with plans to potentially build several semiconductor plants in the U.S. to increase chip production amid the global shortage. Finally, finally, finally. And I wished them a lot of luck. It's a long overdue, but it is necessary that we have some chip independence, I think. The shipping crisis is not going away. there are now 33 cargo ships waiting off the coast of Los Angeles, waiting to dock at the container ship terminal. And so the issue isn't that there isn't, materials and products and food coming in. It's a hiccup in the supply chain. And so these ships are waiting for a spot to open up in the Los Angeles and Long Beach ports. And the California ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach account for about one third of all U.S. imports. And if those ports are not operating smoothly and efficiently, it is a bad thing. Probably because of the supply chain issue, Taco Bell and Starbucks are now sounding warnings of product shortages. And they're warning customers they're running out of certain foods and beverages. They're saying it's due to the Wuhan coronavirus. I would say, given the previous story, it's more supply chain. But these days, it's fashionable to blame everything on COVID-19. Okay, my shirt doesn't fit. Must be COVID-19. And for the past several months, certain items have been missing in action in the menus of both chains. Starbucks is telling customers via its mobile app and in stores that due to supply shortages, some items are temporarily unavailable. This includes green tea. And over at Taco Bell, the situation is the same with hot sauce packets in short supply. Now, something else that's going to be in short supply is going to be coffee. Because down in Brazil, they got hit with an early frost that basically has damaged their coffee crop. So if you're a coffee drinker, stock up now. Not too long ago, the Russian Central Bank dumped all their U.S. dollar-denominated assets and moved toward the yuan. And now one-third of the global central banks are following that lead. They're going to add the Chinese yuan and reduce their U.S. dollar holdings. They know what's coming. They can see what's going to happen to the dollar, you know, with all this overprinting and reckless spending. Meanwhile, the European Union is holding discussions on disconnecting Russia from the SWIFT financial transaction network. And if such a measure were on the table, it would be a problem. And Lavrov said that proposals to ban Russia from using SWIFT as part of a new sanctions package have been floating around for some time, but he did not know for sure what steps the West and the company itself will take regarding the issue. I think that'll just drive more commerce away from the West and to the East, where they've got their own financial messaging systems already set up. And finally, an interesting little story. This is from the Daily Mail, and it's talking about the architect who designed that Surfside condo building that collapsed. And back in 1981, he was suspended after other buildings he worked on suffered serious faults. Well, it may be that they're looking for a scapegoat. Because I would be putting my attention not so much on the architect, but on the engineers and the construction companies. For one thing, we already know that the rebar that was called for in the original plans was substituted with something weaker and less expensive. And that's where we should be looking for problems there. All righty. Authorities in Texas have begun arresting illegal immigrants along the U.S.-Mexico border on trespassing charges, according to Governor Abbott, who has blamed the Biden administration for the surge in illegal immigration and has put in motion his own border security plan to crack down on the illegal crossings. And finally, a lot of critics are looking at Biden, who has wasted $2 billion paying contractors to not build the border wall. And, Republicans are saying that Biden's comments about don't come here are not sincere. So there's a new report by Republicans on a Senate subcommittee has concluded the Biden administration is spending a minimum of approximately $2 billion to suspend construction of the wall at the southern border. And this is basically because there were contracts that had to be fulfilled on our side. And Government Operations and Border Management Subcommittee of the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, say that in one breath, found that efforts to suspend or terminate wall construction projects at the Defense Department have cost between $1.8 billion to $2 billion, and the administration continues to spend $3 million every single day just to have those people sit there and do nothing. Now, Donald Trump, in his Arizona rally, was out there slamming critical race theory as poisonous, flagrant racism. He says it has no place in our country. I absolutely agree with that. And here is a striking condemnation of our current education system. This is coming from PJ Media. And it starts off, you know, commenting about when Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was amazed by a garbage disposal and the idea that you can grow food in the ground. And I'm going to pick up on this on the other side of this commercial.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about the failure of the educational system. There was a poll done by SWNS Digital, and it found that 81% of college graduates wish they had been taught more life skills before graduation. And they're saying instead they learned the importance of pronouns and social justice activism and human-caused global warming and wokeness. And many of these students are leaving college clueless about how to run a budget and what to do when you can't afford DoorDash. And this learned helplessness churned out from the universities does appear to be intentional. And college grads who leave schools without life skills are more willing to rely on the government, and dependency is slavery. All righty. There is a new documentary out, and it's basically warning parents to think twice before consenting to a child's gender transition. And they're basically saying, you shouldn't rush into this decision. You think about it very carefully. And Jennifer Lahey is a longtime pediatric critical care nurse. And she said, I think transgenderism is a horror because we're experimenting on children. This is medical experimentation. We're allowing children with their parents' permission to do things with their body that we have no idea what the short and long-term harms are going to be. And so they came out with this documentary, Transmission, What's the Rush to Reassign Gender? And I agree. It's this kind of stuff Mengele was doing. Okay. Now, there is a pushback now on this whole transgenderism, and it's appearing as a children's book written by Brave Books, or published by Brave Books, and it's called Elephants Are Not Birds. And the story is about an elephant named Kevin and a vulture named Culture that tries to convince him he's actually a bird because he has a great singing voice. And the vulture gives Kevin a beak and wings, and though the elephant struggles to live as a bird despite identifying as one, this is obviously a swipe at the transgender movement, and no doubt the liberals will be screaming that this guy be, canceled and so forth. And just to show you how ridiculous it can get, an English council is considering canceling a regional delicacy called Park and Cake because it contains sugar, which is linked to slavery. You know, wokeism is now on the warpath against anything with sugar in it. And so they're out there saying it's time to ban the Yorkshire Park and Cake. And it's a traditional bonfire night treat. It's synonymous with autumn. It's served in the schools. I mean, they're trying to erase our culture completely, and we really can't let that happen. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.